Today, I am very, very proud, representing all Walmart associates all over the world, to make a very special announcement. Today's announcement is that Walmart will be making a $20 million donation from our company to cover admission fees for Crystal Bridges for all visitors. And we're really, really pleased to announce that.
Walmart President and CEO Mike Duke delivered the news to dozens of people in attendance that when Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art opens on November 11th, it will be free to all visitors. Prior to the grant, a $10 admission fee was being considered for adults. Crystal Bridges Executive Director Don Bacigalupi says that he was ecstatic when he learned of Walmart's gift.
This is a great gift to the community and to the state and to the world. And one of our goals had always been to make admission as low a barrier as possible. And we were working toward that. And Walmart stepped forward with this great generosity to make it available with no cost, a sponsored admission, if you will, for everyone. One of our comments around the office has been, this is better than free because it's sponsored by a local company. And that's just thrilling.
Given over a period of 5 years, the grant is the first gift dedicated to the museum's newly created Next Generation Fund, which addresses the economic, social, and cultural barriers that often prevent diverse audiences from participating in the arts. Bacigalupi says the grant will help to ensure that many people will have the opportunity to experience great art in their own community.
We hope that all those folks who maybe aren't naturally inclined or as part of their family tradition, it's not part of that tradition to come to a museum, will take advantage of this opportunity just to, as you say, check it out, have the experience first, and really maybe get hooked on art and learn more and more about the offerings of an art museum.
A proponent of the arts, First Lady of Arkansas Ginger Beebe, also spoke at this morning's event.
It's not very often that I'm asked to speak while the governor sits and listens. But promoting the arts in Arkansas has been an issue that I've tried to focus on as being First Lady. So I was honored that Walmart and Crystal Bridges asked me to speak a few words today. This stunning complex, and I have to admit, I hadn't been here in some time, and it's just breathtaking already. But it will house this collection of the greatest American art that the world has ever seen. It's an incredible gift that will now be free to everyone across the globe. Crystal Bridges will become a magnet. It will draw so many people, not only from Arkansas, but around the world, and they will find amazing things here in Arkansas. Its natural beauty, its vibrant communities, and its warm and welcoming people. The benefit to the state's tourism industry will be tremendous throughout Northwest Arkansas region, and other attractions across our state will benefit from the added exposure that Crystal Bridges brings.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.